This video is brought to you by Nebula. Today, Croatia elects a new government, a German lawmaker goes on trial for using a Nazi slogan, and another Tory MP has the whip suspended. From TLDR News, this is your daily briefing for Thursday, the 18th of April, 2024. Yesterday, Croatians went to the polls to vote in their general elections. The elections came as Croatia battles corruption in the government, labour shortages, undocumented migration, and the highest inflation rate in the Eurozone, which it only joined last year. It remains one of the poorest countries in the EU, with an average monthly wage of just €1,240. So it's no wonder that yesterday's turnout reached historic highs of 60%, compared with only 47% in the 2020 elections. Now, for months, Prime Minister Andrej Plenković's centre-right Croatian Democratic Union, or HDZ, party seemed poised for an easy victory, considering the party has ruled Croatia for most of the period since their independence. But in mid-March, President Zoran Milanović, easily the most popular politician in Croatia, who's a bit of a maverick, made the shock announcement that he would challenge Plenković and become a candidate for the centre-left Social Democrats, SDPs, even though, as incumbent president, he's not technically allowed to do so. Milanović subsequently cast a shadow over the campaign and has previously gained international attention for his criticism of military aid to Ukraine and NATO expansion. In the end, though, Plenković's conservatives did win the most seats, but not enough to actually form a majority. Let's have a quick breakdown of who won how many seats in the 101-seated Sabor. For clarity, 76 seats is the minimum to achieve a majority. Now, the HDZ coalition won 61 to be exact, losing 5 seats from the previous election. Milanović's centre-left SDP coalition won 42 seats. SDP leader Peđa Grbin said they had hoped for a better result, but also said that the results show two-thirds of citizens want change, and that the SDP will continue to work for change. The right-wing nationalist Homeland Movement coalition won 14 seats, coming in third. So with no majority, everything remains on the table, with coalition negotiations starting today. Analysts have said that the right-wing Homeland Movement has a big negotiating opportunity, which could make it a kingmaker in forming a new government. Both Plenković's HDZ and Milanović's SDP would be down to work with them. But Milanović would need additional partners, such as the left-liberal Možemo party, to form a majority. Možemo has explicitly said they will not form a government with the Homeland Movement, and vice versa. Možemo's leader has called on the SDP to form a minority government as the only way to topple HDZ. So there's a lot left for Milanović to work out. Even though the SDP only came in second, they're poised to play a key role in shaping the next government. And if Milanović plays his cards right in forming a coalition, he could end up steering Zagreb away from the EU's pro-Ukraine path. There's more on the way, but remember to subscribe and ring the bell for more daily briefing tomorrow. Plus, if you want to support the channel like Tamara Sofinet, then consider joining the new TLDR membership program for just $1.99. Moving to Germany now, where a key figure in the far-right Alternative for Deutschland party is today in court on charges of using a banned Nazi slogan. Björn Höcke, the leader of the AfD in Thuringia, is accused of using the phrase "everything for Germany," with prosecutors claiming that the politician was aware of the Nazi origin of the phrase. It was originally a slogan of the SA stormtroopers. Höcke is also accused of using symbols of unconstitutional organizations. Now, in Germany, the punishment for using such symbols carries a prison sentence of up to 3 years, and 4 court sessions are set to take place from the 14th of May. This is a particularly damaging case for the party, as Höcke has led his party's regional branch since 2013, the year it was founded. This isn't, though, the only scandal that Höcke has been involved in. He previously described the Holocaust Memorial in Berlin as a monument of shame and argued that Germany should do a 180-degree turn in how it approaches its past. We'll update you on the outcome of the trial when it happens. In other news from Germany, the government has written to dozens of allies, including Gulf states, urging them to provide funds for more air defense systems for Ukraine. In a letter seen by the Financial Times, Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock and Defence Minister Boris Pistorius called on Germany's partners to join a new global initiative called Immediate Action on Air Defence, saying, "It is up to us to help Ukraine defend itself against this murderous onslaught." They also warned that Russia is trying to destroy the Black Sea port city of Odessa, which they described as Ukraine's economic lifeline, as well as the northeastern industrial center of Kharkiv. Germany's appeal comes a day after a Russian missile attack on Chernihiv, a city 150 kilometers north of the capital Kyiv, which reportedly killed at least 17 people and injured more than 60 others. Ukraine has been struggling to halt Russia's intensifying offensive, with its prime minister telling the BBC yesterday that there will be a third world war if Ukraine loses to Russia. Lawmakers in the US House of Representatives are also set to vote on a new aid package for Ukraine on Saturday, which, if passed, would see another $61 billion earmarked for Kyiv. Moving here to the UK now, where a Conservative MP has been suspended following allegations that he misused campaign funds. Mark Menzies was accused of demanding thousands of pounds from an aide in order to pay off bad people. The demand was made via a telephone call at 3:15 a.m., with Menzies allegedly claiming the situation was a matter of life and death. Only hours after the phone call, £6,500 was paid into his account from his campaign manager's personal savings. And in addition to this, around £14,000 from donors to the Conservative Party was paid into Mr. Menzies' personal bank account for use on private medical expenses. Now, what makes this story more damaging for the Conservative Party are the allegations that CCHQ have known about the allegations for a while. They have, however, only suspended the whip from Mr. Menzies this morning. For his part, Menzies has denied the allegations, stating, "I strongly dispute the allegations put to me. I have fully complied with all the rules for declarations. As there is an investigation ongoing, I will not be commenting further." In uplifting news this week, scientists at the University of California, Riverside, have demonstrated a new RNA-based vaccine strategy that's effective against any strain of a virus, which would eliminate the need for booster shots. Virologist Rong Hai, who worked on the vaccine, said, "It is broadly applicable to any number of viruses, broadly effective against any variant of a virus, and safe for a broad spectrum of people. This could be the universal vaccine that we have been looking for. It works by using a live, weakened version of a virus that doesn't rely on the host having a traditional immune response. Essentially, when we're infected, a virus produces proteins that block our body's production of RNAs, which are small molecules that knock down the virus. The new vaccine uses a mutant virus that can't produce the protein to block our RNAi response, meaning it can be used on newborn babies and people with compromised immune systems. It's fantastic news for vaccine development, and what's even better is that the researchers say there's little chance of a virus mutating to avoid this new strategy, as it targets a part of the viral genome that is common to all strains of a virus." That's not the end of this story either, so if you want to dive deeper into this and other stories, we have an exciting announcement. That's because it was revealed, in Variety no less, that we're building a new product with our partners at Nebula, called Nebula News. So let me explain this exciting announcement. In an increasingly polarized and confusing world, it's hard to find news that matters and that you can trust. So every day, the TLDR team curates a selection of videos that matter most in the world right now, handpicking a feed of content which should keep you up to date with everything you need. That means no more overwhelming feeds of news coverage, and instead just the stories that matter most, and videos produced by the brilliant creators on Nebula and curated by the TLDR team. It's truly the easiest way for you to stay on top of the news that matters to impress at your next meeting, dinner party, or whatever your life entails. And it's not just curated news content brought to you directly by us, but Nebula also features exclusive original content. So that's things like Real Life Law's brand new series War Room, which every month runs you through a whole load of ongoing conflicts, keeping you in the loop. You can also watch every TLDR video on Nebula ad-free, and in many instances, before they land on YouTube. Now, if you're already subscribed to Nebula, you can find the brand new Nebula news section at nebula.tv/news, and be sure to bookmark or save that link so you can use it as your TLDRified news homepage. If you're not a member already, though, click the link in the description to sign up now. And if you do, you'll get 40% off an annual plan by using our link. That's less than £2 a month. Plus, Nebula will know that you came from us, which really helps us out. So thank you for your support, especially when we're doing something so big and new. And we hope you love Nebula News.